This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Loretta Lynn has been making music and writing songs for more than 40 years now. She was married when she was 13, had four children by the time she was 18. Her husband bought her a guitar, she got a record deal, and pretty soon had a long string of hits with the late legendary producer Owen Bradley. Now Loretta Lynn is teamed up with a 28-year-old producer, Jack White, of the White Stripes, a thrashy rock duo out of Detroit.
Have mercy on me, baby. I'm down up on my knees. Have mercy on me, baby. I'll do just as you please. Well, you know that I love you. I put no one else above you. Have mercy on me, baby. Have mercy.
Loretta Lynn stopped by our New York bureau today to talk about the collaboration with Jack White.
Now, he's a rocker. He can rock that stage. But when it comes to working with me, he just gets down there country. I've kind of shocked Nashville a few times anyway. This probably does it too.
You've had a number of songs over the years that have created a stir. There was The Pill, which was about women taking
pills. One's on the way. Like I said, I've shocked a lot of people about the things that I've recorded, and like The Pill and different things. But I went to radio stations and I'd say, hey, is there any women in here? And they said, yeah. I said, I bet you $5 are on The Pill too. I was the only one that didn't take The Pill, and I didn't have to have it. My old man took care of that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord, we're on the air, ain't we? Have mercy on us. Oh, well, we can shock them a little, too.
What was it about those old songs, do you think, that was so shocking?
Well, I like two life things. I like real things, and people, when they sing, it's just kind of like a fantasy thing. You might as well be on Fantasy Island. But I like real life because that's what we're doing today. And I think that's why people bought my records, because they're living in this world. And so am I. So I see what's going on, and I grab it.
You do a duet with Jack White called Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, the Slow Gin Fizz. Yeah, Jack's with me on there.
This is a barroom seduction song with a man singing with you who's less than half your age.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet you would not have guessed 40 years ago that you'd be doing that.
Let's say we knew last night, got drunk, but we loved enough for the both of us. I'm drunk. I'm drunk. In the morning when the night had sobered up, it was much too late for the both of us. In Oregon.
Loretta Lynn, what do you think when you hear your two voices together there?
I think it's great. And you know, I didn't know he was going to do that. I left the studio. And the next day I went back and he was playing it back and he had his voice. I said, who is that? And he said, it's me. I said, well, it sounds great, but they're still country.
Now tell me where the country is here. What do you hear?
In the words, the way you sing them.
Tell us about it's not quite a song, although it sounds like a song, Little Red Shoes.
I'm just telling the story about it. Me and Jack were sitting down in the front room, and he's telling me about them little red shoes.
Did you know he was recording?
No. I didn't know he had a tape recorder and was recording, but that's on the tape recorder. I was 11 months old. I was just starting to walk, and Daddy always kept a big stick behind the door just in case somebody was to come in.
This was a story from when you were a very little girl.
Yeah, I think that when I was tucked sick when I was a little girl, then when I tucked sick, I didn't walk till I was 4 years old. That's what my mommy said. And I can't remember anything about them days. I remember no pain at all. I just remember a quilt that mommy had made out of overhauls, jean paints and stuff. And I remember them carrying me in that quilt to the doctor every day.
Oh, I forgot about the shoes. Well, shoot, I never had a pair of shoes. Mom
Mommy had took me to the and Mommy went into the store, and she bagged the guy, and it was, I think it's Murphy's 5 and 10 in Paintsville, Kentucky. And they'll kill me probably for saying this, but I don't care. Let them give them to me now. The only way they're going to shut me up, get my red shoes. But anyway, Mommy went in there and bagged them for the red shoes and told them her little girl was dying because they had given me up three times to die. They told her they wasn't in business to give away shoes. Well, Mama just waited till their back was turned, and she told my daddy, says, Ted, you going down the street. She walked right back in that store, and the old boy's back was turned. She took them little red shoes, brought them out.
Mommy put the shoes on, and Daddy took off running and ran all the way to Hannah's Butcher Holler with me. Mommy never had a chance.
Daddy ran all the way to head of Butcher Holler with me. He figured the cop would get us. Mommy, she walked. She just laughed. She is a character. You'd had to know Mommy to appreciate this.
You have a whole song about your mother, the title song of this album, Van Leer Rose.
Yeah, Mommy was the Van Leer Rose. It wouldn't have took long for anybody that come to Butcher Holler to know that Mommy was one of the prettiest women around. And she come out of Van Leer, Kentucky. And that's where Daddy met her. And I'm glad she married him because I had the greatest daddy in the world.
She was a belle of Johnson County, Ohio River, the big sin, a beauty to behold, like a diamond in the cold. All the miners, they would gather round, talk about the man that came to town, right under their nose, stole the heart of the Van Leer Rose.
And the way you tell it in the song, it's nobody can quite believe that he snags the Van Leer Rose.
He did. He got the Van Leer Rose. And that was something coming out of the head of Butcher Holler and going down in Van Leer, Kentucky, where all these guys, you know, thinks are pretty cool. And she was beautiful. She was Indian and Irish. And she got the Indian complexion, dark skin, great big old round blue eyes, and long straight hair. She was one of the most beautiful women I ever seen. And I'd look at her when I was growing up and thinking, will I ever be as pretty as Mama? No, I never made it. Mommy was the prettiest woman I've ever seen.
Then one night in mid-July, underneath that old blue Kentucky sky, well, that poor boy won that beauty's heart. Then my daddy would look at my mommy and smile, as he brushed the hair back from my eyes, and he'd say, your mama, she's the Van Leer Rose. She was the belle of Johnson County, Ohio River, the big sin, a beauty to behold, like a diamond in the cold.
Well, Loretta Lynn, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much.
It's been good to talk to you, honey.
Loretta Lynn's new CD is titled Van Leer Rose. You can hear more music on our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.